From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama heads back to the U.S. today after a multinational conference on nuclear security in Seoul, South Korea. As the conference closes, North Korea is vowing to go ahead with its controversial rocket launch expected in mid-April. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Seoul that North Korea is calling the president's criticism of the launch confrontational.
President Obama's remarks here about North Korea have been unusually sharp. In a speech on Monday, the president called the planned rocket launch a provocation that will bring North Korea nothing but isolation. Now Pyongyang has responded. In a statement released by the North Korean news agency, the North says the rocket launch is purely peaceful in nature, meant to put a satellite in orbit. The U.S. says the purpose is to test a long-range missile, which is prohibited under U.N. Security Council resolutions. At the Global Nuclear Security Summit, the U.S. plus South Korea, Japan, Russia, and China have all called on North Korea to cancel the launch. Tension over North Korea has somewhat overshadowed the summit, whose goal is to improve the security of dangerous nuclear materials around the world. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Seoul.
The Supreme Court considers the most contentious part of President Obama's signature health care law today, the mandate, the requirement that most people maintain at their own cost, if need be, health care coverage. NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg is with us now. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning, Paul.
So, you know, we've heard impassioned arguments for and against this provision that people maintain health insurance, and in many cases that employers provide it or help out with the cost. But this is going before the court now, and the court is supposed to consider the law, not ideology or spirituality. So on constitutional grounds, Nina, what do the challengers object to and why?
The challengers say this is the first time that Americans have been forced by the government to buy a commercial product, and that that's an invasion of their liberty and that it exceeds Congress's power under the Commerce Clause of the Constitution that allows the regulation of interstate commerce. The other side says both that it is not the first time, noting that actually at the founding of the Republic there was a law that forced military-age men to buy muskets, but they also say that health care is unique, that everybody consumes it. The only question is when.
Thanks, NPR's Nina Totenberg.
Thank you.
The parents of slain Florida teenager Trayvon Martin blame Sanford police chief for leaking information about their sons having been suspended from school for marijuana possession. Meanwhile, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee tells the community if police won't arrest Trayvon Martin's suspected shooter, George Zimmerman, there's another option.
You can petition the governor for the state police to arrest Mr. Zimmerman now.
Jackson Lee says she'll discuss the case with other lawmakers in Washington today. This is NPR News. The House of Representatives is poised to pass what is being called the Jobs Act today. The bill will allow startups to raise money from potentially thousands of small business investors online. NPR's Steve Henn reports.
Naval Ravikant is co-founder and CEO of AngelList, an online social network that introduces entrepreneurs to investors.
If you're a high-quality entrepreneur in Silicon Valley, you should be able to raise money from good people here.
But Naval says it's a lot harder in most other parts of the country. He hopes the Jobs Act will change that by making it easier for startups to let the world know they're looking for investors.
We see some great companies coming to AngelList actually from remote locations, and it makes sense for that company to be in that location. That's where their customers are. That's where their creators are.
He says the Jobs Act may clear the way for online investors to come to them. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.
The bill may make it easier for companies to raise money, but it has fierce critics, most of them Democrats. They say it would also undermine efforts to cut abuses in the financial industry by letting businesses keep key financial information from investors and avoid some government oversight put into place after the huge Enron bankruptcy and the later broader financial meltdown. Top seeds Baylor and Stanford are in the Final Four of the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament. They'll play Sunday night in Denver. The other two teams in the Women's Final Four are yet to be determined. Notre Dame faces second-seeded Maryland today, and Connecticut plays Kentucky in Rhode Island. The Women's National Championship is set for April 3rd. In the Men's Final Four, Kentucky faces Louisville. Kansas plays Ohio State on Saturday in New Orleans, the championship on Monday. This is NPR.